Okay, I'm going to be good on the Rav. Mita Sheikhta the Ma'os is also the Taltala. So a person designated this place, this item, the bed, to use as a place to hold money. Even though you've never used it for that purpose, but the act of designating it alone, the hazmona itself, will make it into something which functions to hold money, and now it's muksa, and you can't move it. So hazmona alone makes it into it makes it also. So meisve, Rav Nachman Yisrael asked a kash from a brayso near Chodosh. Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to move the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Huda holds a muksa, says that you're allowed to move a Ner Chodesh, which has never been used, but Avolo Yoshin, not one which has been used already. So Rashi says that the Mora's question is, if Rabbi Huda Marav is correct, once you designate it to use as an heir, even though you've never used it, it should be considered muksa and it should be a problem. So why does it say Avolo Yoshin? Just say not one which has been meyuchad already for that purpose. Uman ner de lahachi avida. So more makes a kavu chamri. If ner, which it's made for that purpose to use as an heir, ki lahidik ba ishar l'totula. If you, but as long as you've not lit it yet, you're allowed to move it. So that's by a nair. So mita to lav lahochi avida, and mita which is not made for the purpose of holding money. Well, Kolshkin, isn't it obvious that you'd be allowed to move it? So Rav Yehuda Marav seems to be difficult. Ela the Mursa Zitmar, if this is what you want to say, Rav Yehuda Marav said, hochi itmar, this is how you should say it. Amar Bihuda Amar Rav. Mita Sheikhta the Mos. If you designated the Mita to use for money, so the designation alone is not Aser. But Haniach Alea Mos, if you've used it one time for money, albeit on Tuesday, so then also the Tathli, then you cannot move it on Shabbos, because the Yichud alone is not enough to make it Aser. The designation alone doesn't make it also, but the fact that you've used it one time has moved it out of designation to the fact that it's just a hazmona, but it's actual usage. It now becomes that its function is to hold money, and it's a klishim lachlister, you can't move it. But if you've never put any, never used it to hold money, so then it's much of the taltala, even though you've designated it for that purpose, but it's never been used, it's much to move it. Let's say lo yichta lamos. If you have that designated it for the purpose of using it for money, then yeshale amos also l'taltalo. On Shabbos, if it has money on it, you cannot move it. Enale amos is mutal l'taltalo. If there's no money on it, you're allowed to move it. Even though there was money on it earlier, the fact there was money on it earlier doesn't make it also to move, because it wasn't a yichud. But v'hushalo hayu aleha ben hashmashas. But this halacha that you tell me that Rav Yehuda Marav is saying, that you're allowed to move it if right now there's no money on it, it wasn't designated to function specifically to hold money, and right now there's no money on it. See, even though there was money on it prior, so it's mutter. So that has a limitation. If there was money on it ben hashmashas, so it became a basis at the beginning of Shabbos, even wasn't designated for that as an ongoing basis, but right now it was holding the money. So even if the money fell off for whatever reason afterwards on Shabbos, but Ben Hashmoshes, it was muksa, it remains muksa for the whole Shabbos. Tosis over here points out, Tosis Yishalei Amos, also the Tatala, that this halacha of that Yeshalei Amos is also the Taltala seems not fit with the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on says the case where you have money on the pillow, the case where it was on the pillow, you need the pillow, so you shake the pillow off, tilt them in its side, and you get the money, you shake the money off of the pillow and use the pillow. So we're there, we seem to say that the fact there's money on it, and it wasn't made specifically to hold money, but the fact there's money on it doesn't make it muksa. You just, You just can't get, you can't carry it with money, so you have to shake the money off. And here we're saying, so Tosfos differentiates between a case where a person intentionally put it there, as opposed to a case where a person just forgot it there. You know, so that halachically to get a status of a bosses, it has to be that the person wanted it specifically to be in that spot, and he wanted that, this thing to hold it. In it. Whereas opposed to where a person had no specific intent that it should be in a specific spot on this item, it just happened that they haphazardly end up over there. That's not considered a bosses. Actually, the halacha says even if you put it there, but you had no real reason to put it there. In your freezer, you have some mux item on top of your chalas. You didn't specifically think, well, it's a great place to store this piece of meat. It's on top of the chalas. Chalas are a great thing to hold up meat. You know, you need space in the freezer. You stuck it in. You know, so you intentionally put it there, but you have no intention that it should specifically be there. It's not considered a bosses. So you just pull the chalas out from the bottom and present the hate. The chalas don't become a bosses to the piece of frozen meat, which is muxa, because you can't cook it on Shabbos. Anyway, but so you have to differentiate between the case of Meniach and the case of Shochach. So this halacha over here, the Yishal Amos, is also Lathapla, has to be talking about a case where a person intentionally wanted it to be there. So he says, such as, I don't understand the case now. Because the case was, it wasn't there, Benish Moshes, but it's there on Shabbos, and it's also to move it because you intentionally wanted to be there. How did you put it there intentionally on Shabbos? Just practically, I have a problem. Tosfos says the case where that a goy put it there, based on the rotzen of the Israel. I'm not going to get around the Miral Akamish, but that was the case. The goy put it there based on she niach nachri or tinuk ladas Israel. He says, or a kid put it there ladas Israel. So they knew that he wanted it there, and they put it there. That's considered a bosa. Okay, let's see Rashi. She yichta lemos, second to last Rashi, six lines up. He designated it to use for money. Mitzra b'hazmona ba'alma. So right now, the Morse assuming he meant to say it becomes prohibited just with the designation alone, with the hazmona. What's the English word for hazmona? The designation, I guess. Okay. Avishal hiniach aleha me'ol. Even though he's never used it for money yet, just designating it to use for money will make it mux. So he has to kasha metalten nechadosh, or how Rabbi Yehuda karmala. The Morris had learned before that this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. This lame books, he holds them. Amaloi mitzvah b'hazmana, and so you see that the act of designating alone does not make a book. Need a karmer avaloi yashan. It says you can move in there a new one and not an old one. Look at Tony avaloi. He could have said if it wanted the contrast, it could have said. A near chodesh you can move, but not if it's miyuchad already for the purpose. Avaloi hamiyuchad l'kach. Not which one has been designated for the purpose of holding oil and burning oil. Could have said that. It didn't say that. It said yasha, which has been used already, is prohibited. It means the designation alone doesn't make it awesome. So the Mora says, therefore, that you have to change Rav's statement that a mitzvah which is your miyuchad for most. So then, haniach aleha mos afila b'chol. If you put money on it, even on a weekday, harei huksa l'iser. Now it's been designated to use for the purpose of. Now its designation has become a reality that this is something which is used for the purpose of holding money. Therefore, rosal taltala afila mistalka mos mibodyoim. Therefore, you cannot move it on Shabbos, even if the money is no longer there when Shabbos starts. Aye, well, dumbly near shematechus the shur of Yehuda. The Mishnah said, "There, Shematechas, we had it on an aleph is mutter. The Hasim below Yichter. It's a case where he has not been miyachid it, because we said Shematechas. Even if you lit it, Kolner Shematechas Matal Chutzin Nersha Hilika Boy B'Shabbes. One gears a boys of Shabbos, right? So an air made out of metal, so." It's only osur if it was lit at the beginning of that Shabbos. The fact that it had been lit one time doesn't make it osur. So how do you understand that? But it's lit one time. See, if instead the case over there was a case of someone who had not been miyachad specifically only for the purpose of using it as a nair. Their nair was basically like a bowl. Right? So theoretically you could use it to hold other things. You know, it wasn't limited to that purpose. So the act of just, even if you lit it one time, doesn't mean you're specifically miyachad only for that purpose. Lo yiftel mos. Let's say you had not designated this mitzvah to hold money. En aleh mos is b'shabbos is mutzal l'talzel. So if it's not been miyuchad and there's no money there, you're allowed to move it. Even though there had been used for money earlier, that doesn't define it. As long as it wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. Shalhoyo leh kol ben shmoshes. It becomes mutzah then by being there on the beginning of Shabbos as a bosis, it remains also the rest of Shabbos. Okay. Samora's going to ask the Tasha. This is a mission of Mesefus Kalim. Amar Ula Masif Rabbi Elazar. Ula quotes that Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. So he's talking about
where Rashi learns
that you had these various types of wooden containers, and sometimes you would make wheels which could be attached to the container to move the container. So that's referred to as the mukhani. The mukhani shaloh, Rashi says it's talking about the oifan, it's talking about the wheels which were attached to this box. Bizman shehini shmetas, it's a type of wheel which can be removed. In other words, it wasn't one which is permanently attached to the box, it could be attached and detached. So therefore, ein kibra lo. The Mishnah contrasts a case where it's attached and it's permanently attached as opposed to temporarily attached. So we're only going to quote the half of it, which is a case where it's something which can be detached. Okay, so isman shinish metas is when in a time where it could be removed. So in Hebrew, it's not considered attached to the kli in regards to hilchos tuma. It's at the scale which deals with hilchos tuma. So therefore, if tuma touches the box, the wheel isn't tome. Normally, the rule is a keli cannot accept tuma from another keli. A keli can only accept tuma from an ava tuma, from primary source of tuma, as opposed to secondary source of tuma. So, the keli touching the keli will not make it tome. So you have to say this is all one big keli, and when the tuma touches the box, it's like it's all one big keli, and therefore everything is tummy, including the wheel. Well, no, the wheel, since the wheel is detachable, is considered a separate, its own separate kli, and the tuma touching the box will not be matamba the wheel, and vice versa, the tuma touching the wheel will not be matamba the box.
So, it's a better situation to have that wheel that's movable down there, I mean, than having a fixed wheel, because now it's all attached.
Right. So if it would be a fixed wheel, so then it's all one big keli, and the tuma which would touch the box would be matama of the wheel. The wheel would be tame also. It's all part of the same keli. Correct. Okay. That's number one. Number two is the ein nimdedes imo. It's not measured with it. So if you remember, we had in the back in Baba Malika an idea that a wooden keli, if it's too large, if it's large enough that it'd be difficult to transport it when it's full, it's not makabel tuma, because it's not done with the sack. It'd be done comparable to the sack, which is metali mole bereka.
How big did we say that was?
So we said that it could hold 40 saw.
Is that like more than a coffee?
Coffin should be 40,
so, right?
Yeah.
Coffin
should be 40.
Definition. Right. I always wondered why would you thought that maybe to enclose it, that would be like a keli, you know,
Well, it doesn't help. It makes things worse.
the coffin makes it worse, the wooden coffin.
Yeah, the coffin makes it worse. Actually, there's a tumus, something called tumus garlo, which is the top of it itself. It has its pasuk. The more it learns out, there's something called tumus garlo, which is the cover itself becomes tame. Independent of the mace, I mean, well, because the mace is there, I'm saying, but the whole cover becomes tame, so the box doesn't necessarily help you. Why do they use boxes? I don't know. Anyway, so now, when you measure these, you measure the kli, you say it holds 40 saw. So if you measure from the inside or from the outside? So the idea is, so at first glance, it's like, obviously, if you hold on how much it holds, you have to measure from the inside. But again, the idea was that this is a size which is so large that it's difficult to move. So the walls add weight, and they also are part of the problem. So you measure from the outside. So Rashi says it in a very interesting way. Rashi presents it. You would picture a kli which perfectly fit the outside of this. How much of that kli would hold? That's the measure that you're looking at. But there is the point that you're measuring from the outside. So now, do you count the wheels? You're creating this virtual kli around this kli. And saying if that virtual kli holds 40 saw, you got a problem. Do you count the wheels as part of that virtual kli or not? So they're not attached. So the answer is you don't. Vein de medicine. So if together with the wheels it was 40 saw, without the wheels not 40 saw, so it's not considered a 40 saw kli, and it's mekabel tumah. You don't count the wheels as part of the measure. Okay. Vein matzelas ima boil ames. So there is a machlokes in the Moreh in Gittin.
I'm sorry, with the wheels, are we just talking about if it's a one that comes off? Or?
In some cases, it comes off again. Right, it's all continuing on that, the lock of wheels which are detachable. Okay. So there's a lock by that if you have a situation where you have. This comes with oil zarek, a moving oil. So there's machlokes in the Moreh in Gittin whether an oil zarek is shmei oil or lo shmei oil. Is it considered a valid oil or not? Nafkamina is, can it block tumah? So if a kohen would be riding on this wagon, or in the name of the kohen, he'd still be riding on this wagon, and it rolls over tumah, it rolls over a mace on the ground. So would this box act as a hefsek or not? So one of them says no. If something can act as a hefsek for tumah, so if it's a mekabel tumah, it doesn't never act as a hefsek for tumah anyway. But if it's large enough, so it holds 40 saw, so it's not a mekabel tumah. So now it acts as a hefsek for tumah. So if there's tumah underneath it, and he's inside of it, he's okay. The person's inside of it is okay. So one of them says no, the fact that it's moving takes away that status. One says no, even if it's moving, oils are shmei oil. So the flip side of that is, does there is a din of tumas oil? Right? So one example is the kohen flying over the basic quarters. Will the airplane act as a hefsek or not? Or vice versa, if the airplane is carrying a mace inside of it, will the oil zark shmei oil? And will it now consider like the tumah is spread out through the whole thing, and now it's creating a thin oil downwards on anybody that's flying over? So it works both ways. So oil or zorik, this mission is going to oil zorik shmei oil. So the fact, even though that it's moving, it's being thrown. Literally, it's being thrown, and even though it's moving, it's sitting in an oil. So if you have somebody inside of the box and he goes over tumah, so he's okay. Let's say there's something which is not inside of the box, but it's leaning out over the wheel. So is the wheel considered a hefsek for the tumah also? So Misha says no.
How about a box within a box? When you put a box on the airplane to go to Eretz Yisrael, when we do that, we use this thing called a zimmer box. And I always thought that the reason we use the zimmer box was so we could contain it for a kohen. I didn't know. It was just pure.
No, it's not going to help.
It's a box around the casket.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't help. It doesn't do it. Yeah. Okay. So far, it's not really so relevant to our discussion. But now, the Ein Gurin Usa B'Shabbos B'Shman Shiyesh Aleha Mos. So, if you look at the Mukhni as the independent Kli, in case there would be Muksa on the Mukhni, on the wheel, so if the wheel is considered attached to the Kli, the money is not on the Kli, which is the main part of it, it's on the wheel, so we don't say that the fact that the money is there creates a halacha of Muksa on the box, because the wheel is definitely secondary to the box. And the box doesn't have any mukhs on it. So we said that it's not considered a basis because it's not in the primary place of the thing. So it's not therefore, even if there's money on the wheel, you can move the whole thing, including the wheel. You know, you move the box and the wheel comes with it. But in a case where the wheel is detachable, so now we look at the wheel as a separate item, and if there's money on the wheel, there's a mukhs item on the wheel, the wheel becomes mukhs. Some more understands to understand this. You can't move on a Shabbos if the money when the money is on it. It would seem to indicate if there's no money on it, it's mutter. So you see that the Mishnah is saying that the fact that there was money there in Shmosh is not a problem. And Rav Yehuda Marav said before that if the money was money there in Shmosh, even though the money is no longer there, it's a problem. Some more answers. That's not a kasha. He Rav Shimon, the less they mukh. So that Mishnah is going to Rav Shimon, which we saw before. Rav Shimon says the fact that it was mukh at the beginning of Shabbos, it does not retain its mukh status later on in Shabbos. But and Rav Rabbi Yehuda Sirle, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda Sirle. And the Mor's going to bring a proof that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the guy by the Lachos of books, and that's the Mor in the Memhei. You see Rashi. Okay. Mochni Shalah, all the way up over there, third narrow line, fourth narrow line. Gamishita Tanan is learned in regards to a box, Mesetas Kalim. Vihia Golishal Eitz, it was a little, it was a wagon made out of wood, Mekafis Mechitas, which had walls to it, as opposed to just a flat board, it had walls. Lemerkav Anoshim Anoshim, it was made for people to ride in it, men and women. Tosfos disagrees very, very strongly with Rashi, because the halacha is that a kli which is made to sit on or to lie on, there's no halacha of a measure of size. There's no that halacha that a kli which holds 40 saws, not makabel tuma, it's not of its miyuchad the merkav or the moshe. So the case is it was miyuchad for merkav or moshe is where Rashi understands. So what's the mission that's talking about? It's your measuring it, it's irrelevant. Sorry, what? The case of Ozark could be a case you had a box which wasn't specifically made for the purpose of America or Moshe, but you're sitting in it right now. Right, so now Tosis is raising the question: the fact that it's holds 40 saw, if it's made simply for the purpose of sitting in, so it's not, there's no din of baba midah. So the airplane, the seats are made to sit in, the box isn't made, you don't sit in the box. But if over here the box is a bottom and some walls around it, and you sit on the box. So the box itself is made to sit on. Okay, b'zman she'nishmet, mukhani is oifa, means a wheel. B'zman she'nishmet is ke'ein oifani agola shalonu, like the wheels of our wagons. Shalom yochel asalkim in agola, which you can remove them from the wagon. So enechibra law, it's not considered attached. To chashuba he kli la'atzma, it's considered its own independent kli. Therefore, the shita bas kibulik tumen, in a case where the shita was small enough that it could accept tumen. Kigun she'ena machzekas mem saw balach, it can't hold 40 saw of liquid. So it's makabel tumma. We nitma shita, and the box became tumma. Elo nitma muchni, so the wheels are not, do not become tumma. Or vice versa. We love basketballi tumma. For example, let's say the case where the box could not accept tumma. Menaga tumma bemuchni, and when tumma would touch the wheel, so you don't see, since the wheel is attached to the box and the box cannot accept tumma, therefore the wheel is tore. No, a muchni is tumma. Elat, so the wheel is tumma. The chashiva mishida. It's not considered part of the box. Vehi, the wheels, metaltel lemalei v'rekon, is the yeshla base kibble. The case was this wheel had a base kibble. I don't remember the picture exactly what it looked like, that it has a base kibble in it, but it has a base kibble. It could hold something in it. So it's makabel tuma, because should they cleate, it's not makabel tuma. So just this round thing going around, it's not makabel tuma. You know, we went had spokes, and then, but there's no place to hold anything. It was made to hold something in there. I don't know exactly what the metzias, what it looked like. I mean, this bothered me for like 30 years, something years, that exactly what this thing looked like. But a base kibble, which is made to be filled and stay filled and never be emptied out, base kibble, which is osu lemalois, is not makabotum. Doesn't give it a dinner base kibble.
Once it's full, is it still retain the status as being something that can be full? I mean, it's already full. It's not ever being unfull. Like something's filled in, like solid.
No, let's say I the example over there talks about a loch. Leather, which is not made to use to sit on it, etc., used to be a kli, so it also has a dinner, it has to have a base kibble. So let's say I take leather and I make a form of a case where there was a form of a foot, which you build shoes on, right? So it's full of, you fill it up with whatever inside and you sew it up. So it has a base kibble, it holds all of that cotton inside of it, whatever, you know. But it's also the malus. You never can open it up. You never take it in and out. So that's my focus of the Mishnah. The base kibble also the malus, but it's makabel tumah now. I think we pass it, it's not makabel tumah. No, I think so. I call correct. So the muchli is independent of the kli, so even though the shira cannot be makabel tumah, if the tumah touches the muchli, the muchli, since it's detachable with makabel tumah, benanim derasima, linyan tumah can appreciate. Tumah gabi tumah, the kli eight hamachzik mem saw belach, a kli which can hold 40 saw of liquid shem kiraim biyavish, which would be 60 saw of yavish because you can heap it, is tor kirmina b'bam malikin. The kli eight ishkas l'sak, we equate kli eight kli made out of wood to the one made out of sackcloth. Shame metaltum mole berekin, it has to be something which is movable, full and empty. It can't move it when it's full because it's too heavy. The mission says over there, Hashira, we measure the size of 40 saw from the outside. The writer saw we look at the kli which we're measuring as if it was inside of a larger kli, which perfectly fit it. If that outside virtual kli would hold 40 saw, so then tahara hashida, the box is torah. Even though it itself cannot hold 40 saw inside of itself. The ksaver besolot af ovya is nimdud ima. The thickness of the walls are measured in regards to the 40 saw. We don't count the wheels. The Ryan Kilo Nitzel Amuchni, when we're making this virtual kli, we first virtually remove the wheels, and then we put the box into the shita, into this virtual imaginary kli around it with the wheels missing. And that's the kli that you measure and say that holds 40 swords, it's not makabotum. The Mashida Mechzek is Mem. Now, if I have an oil mace and I have there's a mace in a room and there's a box which is closed, it doesn't save the things inside of the box. The things inside of the box are also tamei, unless by kli cheres, which is mukav tamei psil, it's matzah, right? But let's say that the box holds 40 saw. The box holds 40 saw. It's not a kabel tuma. And then it has a cover on top. So the cover on top alone would be matzil. What? Without being something has to be sealed. The machine mechzek is mem saw. The enemy kabbalah's tumah. If the shita holds 40 saw, and it doesn't accept tumah, matzelus boil hames. It will save an oil hames. But have oil also because it's considered its own oil. If something inside of it is considered in a separate oil. Now. It's not the case where it went into the house where the mace is in it. So the case where it's open on top, so the roof of the room will act as an oil and transport the tumah. Even the mace is here, but the roof will bring the tumah inside of the box. Rashi is going to bring a pshat like he was telling you that it was covered on top, and that's how you deal with it.
He's saying he did cover the top.
The case is went to basic forest. You're allowed to make an eruve techumin in a basic forest, even though it has to be accessible, even though you're making it for a kayet, the car is not accessible. So he says it'll work. He can go in inside of a box and get his food. Several oil zork. Rabbi Huda holds oil zork is klamer oil hamitaltel. Oil zork means that oil which is moving. Shmei oil is also considered an oil. Umafsek klabitume it will block the tumah. Vamuchni im hu gavoya midefnei hashida. If the wheel went above the walls, and it was a very large wheel, so it reached above the walls of the box. There's something which is extending out from above the top of the wall of the box. But the wheel was blocking between the tumah and it. The wheel will not block. The muchni kli hulatzu, because the muchni is separate kli. Makabal tumah, and it doesn't hold 40 stars. It's makabal tumah. Therefore, it does not block tumah. They learned that the lashon was the bimatzah of oila meis. They learned it's talking about it was an oila meis. The problem was it's makabel tumah on top, and they're going on it's makabel tumah on top, even without holding 40 saw. So how could that be? The answer is ubashalcheres hamukefes samipsil. So kli cheres, which is sealed on top, blocks tumah. But however, shuvas yesh, there are many problems with this pshat. Many shuvah over here, many responses, which are here's been questions, not answers. Chad number one, the net is lo shayach b'shal cheres. If we're talking about kli cheres, there's no lach of measure. The lo iskish l'sak vein metaltel vein enam metaltel is tumah. There's no limit to the size of a kli cheres which would be a kabel tumah. So if we're discussing kli cheres, I can't discuss measuring it. What was the case? Was the mukif sealed? It was the mukhni sealed, if it was. So Yasa b'fnei atzma kelim shebesoichet. So let it save its own kelim. I mean, you can't have the case, I said, it's sticking out, because obviously it's not sealed. So if the box is sealed, so what is the mukhni saving? It's having a kli which is in it, which is not sealed. I mean, so obviously it's not matzah. No, it was sealed, so why shouldn't it be matzah? Right, beferish nishas meselas kelim behalachas kliates. The Mishnayos have different parakim talking about different types of kelim, and this is in the parak that talks about kliates. Well, hilchos kliates nishu levada. Excuse me, hilchos klicheres nishu levada. Hilchos kliates nishu levada. Each halachas of different kelim were learned separately, so it's clearly talking about the case of a kliates. Either of Shimonhi. Even if Shimon agrees that money which cannot be used for anything, a murder of Shimon the Lob is also. So the money is muks, and therefore once it's a bosses, it's while it's on it, it's taka as a bosses, it's going to be a problem even according to Shimon. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, finds a way to the top case of Kli Eitz, which would, where Mukhasam said would work, but.